brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And it is Anna Fisher and David King in this morning. We are talking about the general obligation bond of issue vote that Bartlesville voters will go to the ballot box for on March 6th. And first of all, Anna, ladies first, good morning. Yeah. Nice to have
Hi.
You here today.
Thanks, Charlie. Happy to be here.
It's a good day in the neighborhood.
And it sure is.
We got some important things to talk about this morning.
We do. You know, the bond election is coming up. The vote is March 6th, so we are nearing that timeline. And so David and I have gotten the privilege to go around and just inform the public about all the great projects that are on this bond issue, kind of broken down into four big categories.
Just to preface it, this is, if not the, among the largest bond issues the city has passed, or at least presented to the public. So it's a good-sized project.
It is, you know, but I think the important thing to remember is that this isn't going to raise our taxes. This is going to maintain that mill levy that the city has always had. So there's a lot of projects in here that are really important, some that have been neglected over previous bond issues. So I think that's what's really exciting, is to see the package that the council has put together with citizen input, and for us as the citizens to get to, you know, hopefully vote to see those things implemented is what I'm wanting. These are changes I'd like to see in the Bartlesville community that I have grown to love and enjoy, and things that I think will continue to make us competitive and push us forward as a whole town.
And you mentioned this is broken down into four areas. So unlike some proposals, there is more than one opportunity to vote, you know, either for
Correct.
Or against an issue.
Yes. So it's broken down by streets, city equipment, drainage projects, and parks and rec projects.
Okay. Where do we want to start?
What do you think, David?
David, streets or parks or
The total bond package is $16.5 million.
Okay.
And it's broken down into the four categories that Anna suggested. Parks and recreation are at about $8 million. Storm drainage, a little over $1 million. City equipment, around $2 million. And street projects, around $5 million.
And depending on where you live in Bartlesville, you've known what our sewers do and have done for a long time. City has really made a lot of progress in cleaning up the problems with our sewers over the past roughly 20 years. 20 years ago, people were coming to the city council saying, every time it rains, the sanitary sewer backs up and I get things I don't want to see in my living room.
Well, I think what's important for the folks to understand is this is a general obligation bond approval mm-hmm. election. And general obligation bonds are capital improvement items from the city of Bartlesville. And the city has a history of delivering on its promises under the GO bond elections. In March 2005, there was a $13 million package. 63% of it went to streets, 19% of it went to drainage, 15% to facilities, and 3% to water. Those projects are 100% complete. In May 2008, it was a $10 million general obligation bond package. 80% to streets and 20% to parks, 100% completion. And in 2012, it was a $15 million general obligation package, 47% to public safety, which is the new police station, 36%
and fire department.
Right. And 36% to streets and 15% to parks. Now, that package is 87% complete, but the remaining 13% has either been designed, bid, or under construction, or to be constructed. And for example, we think of the police department building as being complete. Well, they still show 5% to be complete because they're still working on heating and air conditioning issues.
Right.
So the point is, the city has been accountable to the citizens to ask for approval of certain projects and then creating the construction necessary to accomplish all of those projects.
Under state law and the city practice, the city names a list of projects that it commits to do, the quote 70% projects.
That's
and,
right.
And then has a list of other things that we intend to do, and they so far they have done an excellent job of hitting nearly 100% of those.
Well, in talking with Mike Bailey, he tells me that of all these three projects that I've just mentioned, 100% of all the extra projects have been completed as well. Mm-hmm. Under the statutes, the requirement is that you identify the 70% feature of 70% number of projects to be done. But the city goes ahead and lists, and you can find on the website that Anna will talk about in a second, you can find the list of those that are in the 70% category and those that are in the 30% category for each of the four projects. But we expect, if funded, all of these projects will be completed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the categories, and I jumped the gun and started talking about some of them already. But I know a lot of staff meeting time culling down this project list from a whole bunch of wants and needs, and bringing it down to a prioritized list of projects.
Yeah, exactly. I think what is important also to remember about this bond election and all the projects on this is that these all came from public input. These aren't city staff pet projects that were put on. They're not pet projects of one city councilor. It really has come from a detailed plan, and it's taken a lot of time to kind of combine and get the package that we have now. So it really does come from public input. There are adopted plans that go back to 2003, sometimes even earlier, detailing the need for some of these improvements in our streets and our drainage. The city equipment is stuff that's just on a schedule to be replaced, you know, just like you have in any business. And the parks and rec projects are no different. It is detailed plans that have gotten us here. And then the city council kind of gets a big list of all of these great ideas that citizens have come up with. And they're the ones that are charged with really approving the package that we have today.
I sat through the first run through that Mike Bailey did with the council, and it was a long list of, this is simply the entire grocery list. We're going to narrow this down, but this is the entire grocery list.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have a really diverse community in Bartlesville. We have a lot of different groups that have a lot of different priorities. And to me, what I think is great about this specific project list is that we've really encompassed all of those different areas, you know, to the very best of our ability. I think that there's something in this package for every group, every citizen, that you really can find a piece that's like, oh, this is my favorite part of it. But as a whole, it's way more impactful than if we would try to nickel and dime and have the citizens vote on each and every little single project. That's just not realistic, and it's not efficient. This is a really efficient project list that accomplishes a lot in one bond issue.
And as I look at them, there are projects literally all over town. There is this and this and this and this that is the general downtown area.
Right.
There is, for instance, the Price Fields projects and that sort of thing that is over in that part of town.
Right.
There are sewer projects here and there that are really, again, all over town.
Yes.
Street projects certainly all over town.
All over town. That's exactly right. That's a great point, Charlie. And I think what's really impactful, and we'll give you guys the link to go and look at this presentation yourself, but especially the streets, to look at the map of Bartlesville and the streets that have been fixed through bond elections in the past and what they're proposing for this upcoming one. It really is a well-compassing area in our community. It's not just all on one side of town or anything like that. It's for everybody.
It's part of a larger picture. The city takes these bond funds and combines them with sales tax dollars that are also part of this overall package to look at the entire list of things that are improvements or maintenance issues that the city plans to do.
Right. And like David mentioned, these are capital projects that a lot of them, streetwise, drainage project wise, city equipment, parks, these are things that the city budget just can't handle. And so that's where the citizens come in, and we say, we live in this community, we drive these streets, we use these parks, and we are spending our time here. And so we're going to entrust that these projects are something that our city needs, and we're going to agree to continue the same sales property tax level so that we can see these improvements, so we can continue to be proud of Bartlesville.
And I know we're going to mention it again and spend more time on it, but David did mention that there is a website that lists a lot of this information.
That's
And the overall plan.
That's exactly right. So the city's website actually has a really great frequently asked questions.
That would be on the cityofbartlesville.org.
Yes. And then there is a site that kind of lists all the different presentations. I think the easiest way to get there is for people that are on Facebook. Just search Go Bartlesville, all one word, and that's a Facebook page that kind of has some different posts, but it also has a link to the site. I believe it's GeoBartlesville 2018. We'll get it to you, and we'll link it to you.
If you go to the Facebook page, you'll find the rest of
it. That's exactly right. But the city website is a really good resource, and it does have all the projects listed as well.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and continue our time with Anna and David in just a moment on K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our community connection this morning with David King and Anna Fisher, and talking about the general obligation bonds that voters will have an opportunity to give their opinions on. That's the March 6th election. That's the first Tuesday in March. I'm going to round it off to 2 weeks from today. It's not quite that, but darn close.
It's coming up. Right.
Again, four areas of concentration for no other good reason than we have been talking about it on the air already this week. There is a part of a general parks and recreation project. It includes the Price Tower Green downtown. It includes quality of life, parks and recreation items on the list.
Charlie, that's right. As I expressed earlier on the previous bond elections, parks have not been a priority, a particularly strong priority, and it is this time. And that's a choice that the citizens have made through their committee structure and carried through with the city council. Obviously storm drainage, city equipment, and streets, which we can talk about on what's being done. Yeah. None of those have constituencies.
Yeah, no.
Everybody needs all of those things.
The most important street in town is the one my driveway goes into. But,
understood. Yeah. But when you get into parks and recreation and quality of life issues, you have all sorts of groups that have all sorts of private interests, which are wonderful. You have Little League Baseball. You have soccer. You have the Pathfinder folks that enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You have the Sooner Pool, you have the Frontier Pool, you have the Veterans Park. All of these things, all these folks have vested interest in their particular project, and the project list of the Parks and Recreation is designed to have everyone pull the rope the same way to create good things in those areas. So there are improvements for lighting to the soccer fields, there's repaving of Pathfinder Parkway, there's improvements to the kiddie park entrance and perimeter fencing. Veterans Playground and Memorial improvements, Johnstone Park improvements, skate park improvements, improvements to Adams Golf Course, replacement of park drinking fountains, solar lights for Lee Lake Trail, and importantly, a new project, which is the Price Tower or the Tower Greens project, which is a remarkably visionary project, which will be very beneficial to the city. Most communities have a community square and green space of gathering.
Yeah.
Bartlesville, when designed, didn't
We didn't
do
have
that.
A town square, so as such, no.
Right.
And I'm from Enid, and I remember our town square. There's a courthouse in the middle, and there's a giant green space around it, offering a place for community gathering and community events. And we don't have that, and there's nothing wrong with that, except it does have value. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to create that green space in and near the downtown area by connecting the Price Tower with the community center and provide a place for community gathering. And it also is a very important piece of economic development for our city, because you wouldn't believe the number of people that come to Kitty Park and the number of people that come to Sunfest and to Freedom Fest. Mm-hmm. And all of those activities, and some of those activities, or all of them, or pieces of them, can take place at this new grounds.
And fairly close to that, the city recently completed the pavilion by Kitty Park. Mm-hmm. And I believe Lisa Beeman was in Monday talking about kind of taking that concrete work, that plaza area at the pavilion, and using that as a launching point to expand the Pathfinder. Am I right on
that? That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. That's correct. This project allows for continued development of the Pathfinder as well. So we wanted to have a situation where this project list is quite lengthy, and it's $8 million worth, but they touch a lot of areas for parks and recreation. And I've done a lot of my community involvement in the way of economic development.
Yes, you have.
I served on the Economic Development Tourism Commission, which turned into the Economic Development Commission, which turned into the Economic Development Corporation, which eventually morphed into the Bartlesville Development Authority.
Mm-hmm. And who knows what it'll be 20 years from now.
Well, that's true. But all of those things, I've put my hands on projects that involve employment and bringing employment to town. And when people are looking at Bartlesville for either expansion of existing business or a new business coming to town, they want to know the amenity issue. Mm-hmm. They want to know that the streets and the sewers and the schools, of course, are in good shape. But they also want to see about the parks and the quality of life issues. So this would make Bartlesville an easier sell, mm-hmm. and would help us in that way, too. Plus, if you create an environment of having a lot of activities in these parks, it creates a sales tax increase because you have out-of-town visitors coming in and buying things and eating at restaurants and staying at motels, and they're spending their dollars in our town, creating sales tax, which then allows the city to further develop the infrastructure of Bartlesville.
And of course, the police and fire people like it because they get to hire more firefighters and police officers and do all the things that a city is asked to do.
It's a virtuous cycle.
Yeah. Yes.
When you can keep the pump primed, mm-hmm. you can continue to grow and expand.
So mm-hmm. so this is part of that community input list of projects that you were talking about, right?
Right, exactly. You know, this has been talked about. People might think, oh, the Tower Green project in particular, that this is something that's new, that just recently popped up, and that is just very far from the case. This is a project that's been in the works, that's been talked about, and this is the prime opportunity with this bond election that the citizens can go out and say, this is something that we believe in, this is something we want to see in our community.
I'm oversimplifying it, but for those that really don't know the project, we have this yard that's next to the parking lot at the community center.
Right.
And Silas Street separates the community center from the Price Tower to Taliesin West projects, mm-hmm. and by closing Silas Street, we gain a little bit more square footage to really have that green space, that event space you're talking about.
That's right. And so Silas Street would close just between Dewey and Osage, so it wouldn't close the entire street. This is really to scale the green spaces for our community. We're not trying to suggest that Bartlesville have something the same size as a Guthrie Green or something like that. This is something that was designed specifically for Bartlesville with Bartlesville in mind, ways that we can tie together. I know in my short amount of time that I've been here just how many events there are in town, how many festivals, how many great amenities we have, and I think it would just be wonderful to have a shared space that's open to the public that we can really utilize and take those events and those attractions and those things that make Bartlesville unique to the next level, and this allows a venue for that.
And looking at the Priced Fields project, just a little mm-hmm. bit moving across town somewhat, right now the baseball fields as they are great for recreational leagues,
right.
but we wouldn't be able to, as things sit right now, host a college tournament for Oklahoma
Correct.
Wesleyan or something like that.
That's right. So this is kind of phase three of those improvements that have been going on for years. And so just like David was saying, there is economic benefit to this. You know, I know there's lots of people that have kids involved in sports, and you're traveling every weekend to go to a different tournament. And how great would it be to have tournament quality facilities here in Bartlesville where we can bring in tournaments,
yeah.
keep them here, have people be spending their money here and investing in our community, and that's what this would allow for.
Well, we've got three other areas of emphasis that I want to try to get in
yes.
at least some information
yes.
on. So let's just take the sewer projects for a minute, the drainage projects.
Yeah.
We have certain areas of town that every time we get a heavy rainfall, I call them the usual suspects
right.
because they always flood after about the first 20 minutes after a heavy rainfall, and usually by the next morning they're almost down to normal. But
mm-hmm.
we have some problem areas in town.
Well,
yes.
we do, and those are, when they're identified, they're put on a list and prioritized,
mm-hmm.
and in this particular bond package, there's $1.125 million that's set aside for storm drainage projects,
mm-hmm.
and they're specifically identified on the website that you can look at, but they're specifically Quail Place Tributary Improvements, Candlestick Court in Colonial Storm Drain, and 8th Street Drain Rehab from Shawnee to Choctaw. And those total about $1.25 million. Nobody gets excited about drainage issues until it affects their property adversely.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the city takes input and then decides which projects have which priority, and that's the ones that are set for this particular election.
If it's right in front of your house, you notice it right away. Also, sure. If it's a street that is flooded and you try to drive through it and flood your vehicle out,
yes,
or whatever, you notice it right away.
Well,
right.
And what we have to recognize is three of the four projects we're dealing with are nuts and bolts city infrastructure issues.
Yeah.
Those are always given high priority.
But they're large enough projects that they can't be done piecemeal.
That's true.
That's exactly
that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
You know, you go into the next project vote is on city equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It
takes dollars to buy a fire truck.
That's
yes.
right. Well, we've allocated $2 million to accomplish some goals in the city equipment. The new pumper the pumper truck they're replacing is in excess of 20 years old, and it's going to be sited out at the station number 3, which I believe is by Sooner Park.
Right.
Yes.
And
or by the golf course, depending on what landmark you want to use.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's a technology investment with the police department for records management system, where and server improvements. What they want to do is get
the sleuth system is antiquated. It crashes. There's all
right.
kinds of problems with it.
Yes.
And they want to be able to put the real-time information in patrol cars, and this will help accomplish that. This updates the city service so that when the policemen are out on duty, they have immediate access to the information from their vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's an example of city equipment improvements. There's also a purchase of a Gradall excavator, and the reason that that's important is it would mean that we don't have to hire third-party contractors every time we need the use of an excavator. We will have one, and that's efficient, and that saves money over time, and that's an example. The library air conditioning system is on the list for improvement. So those are the types of improvements that are listed in the city equipment side.
And I think that takes us down to streets, if I've counted things right, David.
That does. And in the streets, it's about $5 million. And so a good third of the entire bond package, as usual, is going to be used for improvement of our streets. Importantly, of the two projects I can think of off my head are the overlay of the milling and overlaying of the downtown street structure.
Right.
Now, Frank Phillips has been done, but all the corollary and ancillary streets, the pattern, the square.
The perpendicular, the everything else mm-hmm. needs to
be. Yeah. All
that's
of those
right.
things are going to be milled and re-asphalted and improved. And then they're going to improve, Hensley Boulevard.
Yes.
Out west. And so those are the things that are being done on streets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, there is the city's bond site, cityofbartlesville.org, which a lot of information, and then, Anna, you
right.
were talking about the Facebook page, which takes you to the rest of it.
Yes.
Let me correct myself, because
yeah.
I didn't want to leave a wrong
no.
impression. It's not Hensley Boulevard that'll be reworked. It's Frank Phillips from Sunset to Park.
Oh,
on the
okay.
west side of town, and that is both a mill and overlay, and that's about an $800,000 project. There's also projects at 13th Street from Cherokee to Garden and Cudahy from Virginia to Santa Fe for concrete panel repair. Also some repair to Minnesota Street, which is north and east of town. Used to be an old county road, but
yeah.
no longer. It's a city road, and it's in terrible shape, and it's going to be prepared. And also the work on the Pathfinder Parkway connection in downtown, which you spoke about earlier.
Okay. And again, a whole lot more information that will be available. Are there presentations around town that people can either attend or ask to be scheduled for their church group, their community organization, something like that, David?
Yes, we have been making presentations around town. We have kind of our usual suspects of some of the civic groups in town. But yes, if you have a group that you would like to hear kind of a more in-depth presentation, you can give either Mike Bailey or Lisa Beeman at the city a call, and we can see if we can get on the schedule. We're just trying to inform the public and make sure that they have the information they need to go out and vote on March 6th. And the other website that we were talking about is gobond2018.com, and that has the full presentation, the full list of projects. I think it's important for us to remember that the bulk of these projects, including in the Parks and Rec proposal, are for maintaining and updating what we have. So these are projects that are really continuing to reinvest in what already makes Bartlesville great, and then expand where we can as we continue to attract new families, new individuals, new businesses to town. This is what will help move us forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie, yeah. I left one of the street projects, and I think it's important because it's important to a lot of people in downtown. there's $250,000 to set aside for continued downtown landscaping. Now, some of that's already being done on 2nd Street, mm-hmm. but this is another $250,000 that's being added to address the issue of downtown landscaping.
And I have no doubt that this will be even continued after this bond goes on, because landscaping is a pretty much continuing need.
Yes.
So.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And again, David King with us this morning, along with Anna Fisher. And again, those two websites for your information, cityofbartlesville.org and gobond2018.com.
Yes.
And if you'd like to schedule a presentation between now and Election Day, again, check with city staff, Lisa Beeman or Mike Bailey, and they'll ask these two folks or their representatives to come and speak to your group. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1, and it is 3 minutes in front of 9 o'clock at K1.
Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, "My dear brothers,